This is startling. It was hotter in Antarctica last Thursday than it was in New Mexico, 65 degrees Fahrenheit, according to researchers in the Antarctic Peninsula. It's a record high temperature, if it can be verified. NPR's Colin Dwyer explains.
When you think about a 65-degree day, plenty of things probably come to mind. Antarctica likely is not one of them, and there's a good reason why.
That would make it the hottest temperature that we have seen over the length of record that we have for Antarctica.
That's Randy Cervini. He specializes in weather and climate extremes for the World Meteorological Organization. Argentine researchers reported the temperature at the very northern tip of Antarctica, and it's partly Cervini's role to verify that report.
We'll get a panel of experts put together that are the best in the world. They will look at the data, they'll discuss it and tear it apart, and then they will recommend to me as to whether or not this should be a valid observation.
Now, it's also important to remember that this is just one data point here, and it's the result of very particular weather conditions. But it does match up with what scientists have been seeing there over time.
It's one of the fastest warming areas on the planet.
Alexander Isern is the head of Antarctic Sciences at the National Science Foundation. She says the region has been warming for decades, and the previous record high was reported just a few years ago. This warming climate requires some practical adjustments for the researchers.
We've definitely had to kind of rethink a bit what we provide people with.
That means more gear to deal with the kind of rain and sleet the warmer weather brings.
I've been going down for 10 years, and even I have seen the changes. I bring different clothes now, too.
Isern says there are also other, bigger consequences of this. Warmer weather in Antarctica contributes to warmer seawater in general, which means melting glaciers and rising sea levels worldwide. It also means more extreme events for Cervini and his team to verify.
When I started this project all the way back in 2007, I thought we would have maybe an evaluation once every few years. And now we're having multiple observations of extreme climate every year.
So don't be surprised if we see yet another record high in Antarctica soon. Colin Dwyer, NPR News.